Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
What happened this past weekend? There were so many rescues. It's all over the news. Okay, first one is kind of cute, Raven. There's Bala. It's a baby goat that got stuck on a cliff in Hawaii.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, a little guy was just up there. They couldn't get to him. And then finally, they were able to rescue his cute little face.
This is Bala Buddy. He'll soon have a new home with 15-year-old Lawa'i Diaz.
It's okay. I've actually been wanting a goat for a while now, but I've been waiting for the right one to come along that needed rescuing, and Bala is just perfect.
Yeah, Bala was standing there on that cliff for 4 days and figured, hey, I could use a new mom.
Oh my gosh, thank God somebody recognized and saw him up there.
I know.
The poor little guy.
Poor little guy.
Yeah, but he's got a 15-year-old mama.
Yeah, do you feel as bad for this woman as you felt for Bala?
An Australian woman is recovering with only minor scratches and bruises after a bizarre accident.
Yeah, she dropped her phone between some rocks during a hike, slipped, got stuck upside down. 7 hours.
7 hours.
Oh, boy.
Rescuers had to remove several heavy boulders to create a safe access point. The phone was not recovered.
Didn't get the phone back.
I mean, you moved all those boulders, you get me out of the hole, and you still don't grab my phone?
That boulder that they had to remove was 500 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But you want to know what?
How long does it take when you're upside down, by the way, before your head bursts?
I don't know. I would think not that long. I don't think I last 7 hours.
Right?
Sometimes I get dizzy if I get out of bed too fast.
Right. I'd be like, just take me.
Uh-huh.
Take me.
Then there was this.
Disney Treasure cruise ship comes to the rescue of four people stranded on a sinking catamaran more than 200 miles off the coast of Bermuda.
What?
The Coast Guard received their distress call this morning and issued a broadcast. The closest vessel was the Disney Treasure. The ship launched a small boat and safely rescued everyone on board a little more than an hour later. Disney says the brand new Treasure was on its first transatlantic voyage.
It hasn't even officially launched yet, and this Disney cruise had to go save these people.
I think that, like, you're required by maritime law or whatever, if you're within proximity, to turn around and go, which seems terrifying, but it does happen quite often. I mean, not always with a good result. So that's great.
Yeah, so that's good news. They were able to save those poor people. I was just reading all these stories, and I was like, what is happening? But the truth of the matter is, sometimes you got to get rescued.
Sure.
When were you rescued? Diana?
When I was 10, I was swimming, and the waves are so strong. And so a storm was coming in, and I just remember, you know, swimming and then my head going under and then coming up and then suddenly realizing that I couldn't get my head up above the water before the next wave would come. So luckily, this 76-year-old lifeguard named Hal, who's been working out there for forever, came out and got me and pulled me in, and I've never been so grateful to see someone. And so he pulled me out and everything was fine. But it's kind of wild how quickly, you know, one, you're just having fun and you're swimming, and then you're realizing, oh my gosh, it was scary. I didn't swim for a year after that, but now I'm fine.
Did you say 76 years old?
Right. Like, how'd you find that out? Were you like, dude, you're old. How old are you? Thanks for saving me.
Out there, you know, it's like a small community, and he's been working out there his whole life.
So he's like old
everyone
Hal.
Knows him.
Yeah. Old Hal, the lifeguard. Everybody knows him.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, he's a pro. Saved your life.
Right.
I mean, so, like, you can never retire, buddy.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. I hope he's still out there for my sake. Right.
When's the last time you had to be rescued from something? What happened? I don't know what happened this weekend, but there was a lot of rescues. First, Bala, a baby goat that got stuck on a cliff in Hawaii. It took 4 days to get that little guy down, but he's safe now.
I'm so happy.
That woman in Australia dropped her phone in between two boulders hiking. Took 7 hours to get her out.
Seems like a waste of resources, but you really, really, really got to get those photos and phone numbers.
And Disney's new cruise ship was on its maiden voyage and got called to have to rescue four people stuck on a sinking catamaran.
The least Mickey and Minnie could do.
So when were you rescued? What happened? Lindsay?
In 2007, I was in a fatal, air quotes, car wreck where I went off the side of the highway, flipped multiple times, and landed upside down. I actually had to be cut from the car, and they lifelined me to a trauma hospital.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it was like fatal, like you were dead for a minute and then like you saw the light?
Yeah, they pronounced me brain dead on the scene, but they still put me on the helicopter despite that.
Oh, my God.
I don't want anybody doing a brain dead diagnosis when I'm on the side of a highway or in the woods.
Right.
Put me on the helicopter. Like, let's give it a shot.
Let's figure it out when I get to the hospital. Right. Let's not make any rash decisions. Like, what if you're alive like you? Well, thank God they were able to bring you there and save you.
Thank God somebody noticed that you actually still had a brain.
Right.
Oh, my God. I mean, listen, if I got a pulse, let's see what we can do. Give me a couple days to wake up.
Do you have any recollection of what happened?
None. My last memory is driving down the road listening to music, and my next is waking up an entire week later in complete darkness. Had no clue where I was or what happened.
How long were you in the hospital for after you woke up?
An entire month.
Yeah.
I spent a month in the hospital myself after a car accident. That's a rough go. Who hit you?
I have no clue. They don't know if it was an animal. They don't know if I fell asleep. They don't know if it was a hit and run.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Well, I'm so happy you're okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Oh, my gosh. That's scary, huh?
Laura, how did you get rescued?
My girlfriend and I were moving into our new apartment. It was up on the third floor, which is no problem. Like, we're strong, independent women, right?
Yeah.
And we're moving our couch up, and it's kind of a tight corner, and we got stuck, like not just the couch, but like I was physically stuck, like crushed between like the stair and the wall and this giant couch on top of me. So we're just both yelling, help! And then this really sweet older lady who ended up being our downstairs neighbor, she's like, you both need some help up there. She got her husband and with superhuman strength helped to shove that couch up over the edge, and I was freed, and it was amazing. And I just have never seen such sweet, kind, loving, and also strong elderly people.
Who knew all these elderly people had so many muscles?
I mean, if I'm the guy that's sitting in my apartment and I'm just trying to watch TV, sit on my couch, there's nothing worse that I want to hear than, honey, you got to come help these people, good person or not. I'm not saying, you know what I mean? Like, I just would have been unawares if nobody had told me the whole time. You could have died down there in that staircase. I wouldn't have known.
There's two women stuck at the staircase with the couch pinning them against the wall.
Right, like, I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, we made them some nice cookies to say thank you, and they were our buddies the whole time we were living in that apartment.
Gosh, I moved my sister into Manhattan, and she was like five stories up. Getting that couch up there was the hell of my life. A week after they moved in, they had bed bugs. They were leaving. So we had to go, and I was like, that couch is staying. We left it.
In a way, the bed bugs helped you out at that one.
Maybe.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.